Sexual abuse at the hands of clergy is something that many Pennsylvania Catholics had thought of as happening somewhere else. Now, it's hitting home. From member station WESA in Pittsburgh, Virginia Alvino Young reports on how lay Catholics are reacting to the grand jury's report.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church.
Details of the grand jury report came out shortly before a midday mass at Holy Infancy Roman Catholic in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Tuesday. Attendee Pat Kostelnik says no abuse is okay, but she believes the report is bringing a disproportionate amount of negative attention to the church.
Right now, we need to pray for all those priests. Some of them are falsely accused. Some of them are rightly accused.
The grand jury report counted 37 so-called predator priests in Kostelnik's Diocese of Allentown who allegedly fondled and raped boys and girls. It outlined the systematic cover-up from church officials, including paid legal settlements to silence victims. Bethlehem churchgoer Bill Egan says he supports the release of the report and greater transparency.
I'm hoping that there's an end to this priest abuse scandal. It's been going on for so long.
But the report and its fallout are far from the end. Some of the names of accused priests were redacted following legal challenges. Oral arguments on those cases will be heard in September. And while current bishops around the state face scrutiny for their involvement, they're calling for prayers for victims and for the church. Bishop David Zubik has led the Pittsburgh Diocese for more than a decade.
Today, I again apologize to any person or family whose trust, faith, and well-being has been devastated by men who were ordained to be nothing less than the image of Jesus Christ.
Priests in Pittsburgh allegedly engaged in sadomasochistic behavior with children, created child pornography on church grounds, and assisted other priests in targeting young boys. According to the report, Bishop Zubik was involved in the relocation of alleged predatory priests to other parishes decades ago. Now, he says the local church has learned from the past.
The Diocese of Pittsburgh today is not the church that is described in the grand jury report. It has not been that way for a long time.
Zubik says over the past 30 years, the diocese has made significant changes to how it prevents abuse and reports allegations, changes which some of his parishioners, like 84-year-old Joe Wasserman, praise. But before morning mass today, Wasserman said the report illustrates human weakness, and he would like to see more accountability for those who abused their power.
I think Christ started a church, and the people who have tried to continue that church continually mess it up because we can be miserable human beings. What else can I say?
The findings of the report may affect victims' faith, says parishioner Rosalie Farabee, especially at a time when she says they may need the church the most.
I guess the victims to be violated in such a way where they might sever ties with the church, where that's like the only place to really find solace or hope or any, I guess, reprieve from the suffering.
Multiple churchgoers in Pittsburgh said this is a time to rely on their faith rather than abandon the church. Among them, Tom Schaffstall and his wife.
We were shocked, and we're not going to burn our Bible. Everybody does things wrong, and hopefully prayer is going to take care of everything, because with prayer and with God, everything's possible.
Abuse survivors, the grand jury, and Pennsylvania's Attorney General's office would like to see something more concrete, legal changes. They're calling for the state to lift its statute of limitations on child sex crimes. That statute currently prevents nearly all the priests identified in the grand jury report from facing charges. For NPR News, I'm Virginia Alvino Young in Pittsburgh.